Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how many miracles have you had lately? Do you believe in miracles? Well, that life is full of miracles all the time. We just often take them for granted. We don't realize how serendipitous and synchronistic life is. And we carry forth as if we're not living in miracles. But I definitely believe in them. And recently, a healer from out west it wasn't him. It was his. Many of his students were emailing me, so many of them saying, "Oh, you have to interview our teacher." And it was interesting that there was such a large number of people who really believe that our guest is really has made a huge contribution to their lives, and so. So talking about miracles, it feels like a miracle to have Brent Michael Phillips as a guest because he's a miracle worker. So, Brent, welcome to Energy Stew.
Wow, this is great. Excited to be here.
Thank you. You're a very unusual guy because, as with most healers and most people who are sharing the light, you've been through a lot of darkness. And you've really had huge disappointments in your life, huge struggles, physical, relationship, emotional, and seeking answers. And you found many along the way. And that's one of the main reasons why you're able to do what you're doing now. So I'm going to hand it over to you to tell us about the journey that got you here.
Sure. It's funny that I'm the first to admit I never thought I'd be doing this. If you had told me 30, 40 years ago, Brent, you're going to teach people how to create miracles in their lives, I would have laughed at you. I would have gone, ha, that's funny. Because growing up, I was pretty much just your typical nerd. I loved the early video games. I loved Dungeons and Dragons, Star Wars, Star Trek, all that
stuff.
And
you were an MIT nerd, nonetheless.
Well, that's the next part of my life. I went to college and I went to MIT and discovered the internet, which of course sounds funny today, but back in the 80s when I got there, no one had heard of the internet. And I was so excited. I'm like, wow, this worldwide computer network, this is going to change everything. And so long story short, I became an expert in networking computers, got my bachelor's and master's degree. I was working on my PhD. Then the internet boom hit in the mid 90s. And I was like, wow, this is the gold rush of my generation. And so, like a lot of people, I dropped out of grad school, moved to California to pursue a startup. And things went pretty well at first. My very first website company was making websites. And did you know, Peter, this true story, the very first website I built in my life was the website for the launch of the Sony PlayStation in the summer of 1995.
Wow.
So that
a
was
big
my
deal.
first website. Yeah, it was a very big deal. And so we had a lot of success. After 2 years, I had 15 people working for me. We had done websites for Nissan Motors. We did the website for Disneyland, several divisions of Sony. And we even started a second company to make a revolutionary online game based on my research at MIT. And it was called Underlight. It was the world's first true, what we call today a MOG, or massively multiplayer online game. And everything was going great for a while, but the dirty little secret was I was at the office 100 hours a week working nonstop. And after several years of this, my body started to shut down. I started to have a lot of severe pain and cramps and problems. And so long story short, I went to doctors. I figured the doctors will know what to do with me, right? So after years of physical therapy, I didn't get better. I just kept getting worse. And the doctors were surprised. They're like, we don't know why nothing's working for you, Brent. And everything really blew up in 1998. And that was my first big dark night of the soul, as they call it, where everything went wrong. Where the first thing that happened was I had been seeing doctors and physical therapists for years working up the food chain. And I finally got in to see the head doctor at the Curl and Job Clinic. And that's the top PT clinic in California where all the professional athletes and Olympians go. And I thought, wow, this guy will know how to fix me, right? So I was so excited. I went in to see him. I'm like, how are we going to do this? I was in terrible pain. I was living with my parents. I could barely work. I was so desperate. And he just looked at me and said, "Well, I'm sorry, son, but there's nothing I or a doctor can do here. You're always going to be in pain and you're never going to be able to work again." I was like, "What?"
Wow.
And yeah, the last thing he asked me before I left was, he said, "Son, do you got someone that can take care of you until you die?"
Oh my God.
And I was 27 years old. And his secretary said, "Oh, Mr. Phillips, we're going to do you a favor by recommending you for lifetime disability, because the doctor doesn't think there's any chance you'll ever be able to function again. And please don't come back." So that was devastating. I went to go share that with my lifelong best friend and business partner that I'd founded the companies with. I thought he'd be all, "Brent, we'll get through this together. I got your back, man," right? Nope. He was like, "Well, if you can't work, you have no place here." So he played legal games, including forging signatures, to fire me from the two companies and steal all the equity for himself.
Wow.
And sold the website company for millions of dollars behind my back. And long story short, I was left broke, in chronic pain, being told I could never work again, living with my parents, and I had also lost my lifelong best friend. And it was a huge heartbreak. And I spent 5 years trying to get better. I did all this alternative stuff, you know, homeopathy and herbs and cleanses and acupuncture and Pilates and Reiki and all this stuff, magnets, and nothing helped me. It was so frustrating. 5 years into that, here I am, you know, still living with my parents, surviving on disability. And I agreed to have an experimental surgery that a doctor thought could help me. And so, long story short, if the surgery had cured me of all my pain, I wouldn't be here today. Now, would I? I would be off, you know, you'd see me on some show about tech titans. But I woke up from the surgery and my right arm was totally paralyzed. And so that was kind of rock bottom. My arm was paralyzed for about 5 months. And that's when I met this crazy healer lady named Terry. And my Aunt Lauren convinced me by offering to buy me a session with Terry. I was like, "Sure, you want to waste your money on this stuff? That's fine." And so I didn't expect it would help. And I showed up and Terry talked to me about the power of the subconscious mind. And we talked about my childhood and things that had happened with my parents and my girlfriends and my best friend and the company and all the pain I'd been in. And she's doing this block clearing thing the whole time. And I'm like, "That's fine, but I'm not here to talk about my feelings, right? I'm here because I'm in pain and I can't move my arm." And so at the end of our session, she was like, "Okay, dear, let's take care of your arm now." And I'm like, "Yeah, lady, you and what army, right?" And so she kind of rolled her eyes back into her head, went into a trance. And less than a minute later, it was the craziest thing. I felt this loud crack and pop inside my elbow. You know, similar to the cracks and pops we all get with age, but like times 100. It was like a firecracker went off. It was like kaboom, right? I was like, "Whoa," kind of scared me. And she's all, "Okay, dear, let's try your arm." And I was like, I could not believe it at first. I could move my arm freely without any pain. That was truly a miracle.
So now you attract a lot of people with bad arms.
Yeah. And so the moral of the story is that I never believed in this stuff. Growing up, you know, my parents were like, "Oh, you know, alternative medicine, that's just for hippies and people that can't afford real doctors," right? But I had experienced an honest-to-goodness miracle with a faith healer. And so the curious part of me was like, "Wow, I got to learn this." And so I did. And long story short, it took me about 10 years, but I was able to figure out what today we call the formula for miracles. That there is a set of processes and techniques that you can go through that are likely to facilitate miraculous changes in your life. And that kind of begs the question, well, what is a miracle? Let me offer this. I would say a miracle is any phenomena that cannot be fully explained through our current level of science and technology. I believe it was Arthur C. Clarke that said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Well, and, again, in today's field of medical purpose, so many doctors have patients who have had miracles through alternative whatever, and they don't want to know about it.
Nope.
They're not interested because it's beyond their comprehension.
It was amazing to me because I had experienced this truly life-changing miracle. I could move my arm again. It didn't solve all my problems. I want to be clear. It's not like all my problems were solved in an hour. No. I suffered from depression, anxiety, a lot of back pain, arthritis, all these other things. But my paralyzed arm really did heal instantly. And when we look at this, what it comes down to is pretty simple, that what I learned is that energy healing, meditation, law of attraction, all these things, they are forms of technology.
Right.
I call it consciousness technology.
Intention.
And so if we take the smartphone in your pocket and we throw it through a time machine to a caveman that lived 100,000 years ago, they would think it was a miracle, huh?
Sure.
This little device, it can do advanced math. It can take pictures. It can record video and voice and do all these things. To a caveman, that would be a legitimate miracle. They would think it was made by the heavens, or it was the work of the devil or aliens or something like that, right?
70 years ago, we said TV was going to be a miracle for cavemen.
Sure, absolutely. So come to understand is this is all just technology. But it's the technology of using the human mind, the subconscious. And so I spent a lot of time creating what today we call the formula for miracles. And I'm happy to explain some of it to everybody, but I just want to go in with one thing made crystal clear. The miracles pick us. We don't pick them.
I love that.
We cannot force the particular miracle we want.
Okay.
And what I tell all of my students is, when you learn this process and you apply it, you are 100% guaranteed to see a lot of miracles occur. That every single student I've ever trained that has gone out and actually worked with this sees miracles happen. But we don't know exactly who or when or where or how.
Right. I've had that experience where you intend for whatever miracle result you're seeking, you might not get that.
That's right.
You'll get a lot of other miracles happening that you'll be very happy about.
That's right. And so looking back at that first session where my elbow healed, the elbow healing is the obvious piece that's dramatic. It gets the headlines. But that wasn't the really significant miracle that occurred that day. There were actually two that happened that I didn't see the significance of until later. Number one, it completely changed my mindset. I went from being this very skeptical, analytical scientist, engineer, it's all a scam, don't believe in any of that, to someone who's like, wow, this stuff is real. We just have to figure it out. So that was huge. The other miracle was it gave me a new career. Years after doctors had written me off and said, Brent, you're going to live and die on disability. That was a true miracle as well. And so people may ask, how do we create miracles? The understanding is actually pretty easy. And I like to use the computer software metaphor because I'm a computer, or at least I used to be a computer guy. I had a bunch of degrees from MIT. I was a video game developer, websites. You know, I was really into computers.
Right.
And the way it works is pretty simple. Your body is the hardware. Your subconscious mind is the software. And many people don't realize that we all have a program in our subconscious that determines our physical health, our emotional health, how much free time we have, your sense of purpose. You even have a program in the subconscious that determines how much money you'll allow yourself to make.
Right. And these programs are available to see through, for instance, human design,
sure,
course cards, or astrology. We're born into a particular personality style that allows us to hold our thinking in a certain form that other people don't think the way we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're creating our own reality but from a template of self-belief, of our personality. And so this might really attract people who are comfortable believing in belief.
Yeah. You know, but before I had my first miracle with my elbow, I really genuinely thought that what I believed didn't matter. I used to think, well, there's laws of the universe and a bunch of people taking actions, and everything is just about that. I couldn't have been more wrong. Belief is enormously powerful.
Right. And having a belief is one thing. Using your belief is the next step.
That's right. Yep. It's the same thing with your computer. You can have a bunch of software sitting on the shelf, but if you don't install it and use it, it does nothing for you.
Right.
And really, it's pretty simple. Your subconscious is a big pile of software. It's a bunch of codes. And just like any computer person knows that when something goes wrong with your computer, 99% of the time, it's the software. Hardware problems do happen, but they're actually pretty rare. It's always the software, and it's the same for people.
But I believe also that the software we're talking about isn't useful. It can be there, isn't useful unless you truly believe in its abilities.
Yeah, that's one thing I've found. It's a little more advanced point, but we can change our beliefs. We can rewrite our own code, but only in ways that are compatible with our existing code.
Exactly.
And there's a great saying from Henry Ford, who said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
I love it.
And there's a lot of power there.
Yeah, that's amazing that we have to understand how much we have to believe in ourselves. And come from that sense of discovering our own truths, but with an open mind.
Yep. And so just to give a simple example, one of the easy things to do with this technology is to fix allergies. Now, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor or a nurse. I don't have any medical letters behind my name, and I'm not legally allowed to make any claims. But what I found is over 95% of allergies can be healed in 10 minutes or less. Why is that? An allergy is simply your body not recognizing something. It doesn't know what it is.
Or maybe having recognized it poorly in a previous time and is now programmed to not like it.
And so like if we take someone that's allergic to cats, all that's going on most of the time is their body doesn't know how to recognize the cat dander. And so your body, by default, when it doesn't know what something is, it assumes it's harmful and keeps it out. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
If there's someone knocking on your door in the middle of the night, you don't know who they are, don't open the door, right?
Right.
Basic common sense. And so that's why, as one example among many, allergies are usually easy. We just add code into the subconscious to recognize the thing you're allergic to, and it disappears.
How do you identify that, and what is the process of reframing it?
Can you say that again? Your internet cut out.
What's the process of reframing what your body hasn't appreciated before?
It's actually very simple. That with the technology I've created, that can usually be done in a matter of minutes. And it's just like working on your computer. Let's say that you're using Microsoft Word and it keeps crashing when you try to print something. Well, there's a bug in your software, right? There's two ways to fix that. One is if you have the source code, you can go in and debug it and change the bad code and it starts to work.
So what
with a lot of people, we go in and debug. Other times, we just download a new program and use it instead.
But you're talking about a source code, which sounds like a mystery to me.
Right. And this is the subconscious mind. The good news about being human is you come with your own source code. And so all of us have all these lines of code inside of us that is literally running our life. Everything that happens in our lives is chosen and created out of the subconscious. There was a great experiment done. It was in Germany 15 years ago-ish. What they did was they took people and they put them into fMRI machines, which is an advanced medical scanner. And essentially what it does is it can image your brain in real time. And they gave people two clickers, a left and a right. And they would put a question on the screen and people would either click left or right, depending on their answer. What they found was by looking at people's brain scans, they could determine what you were going to choose over 6 seconds ahead of when you hit the clicker.
Right.
And in some cases, gets even crazier. In some cases, you could tell the answer from the brain scan even before the question appeared.
Well, that's far out.
It is far out. There's a lot of great books and research that have come out on that.
No, I'm sure it's true. But then what do you do with it? What do you do about it? What is this an answer to?
Well, what it comes down to is pretty simple. If you want your life to be different, you need to get in and change the code at the core.
And how do you do that?
Well, I remember back in the 90s, there was a blonde joke that used to go around. It goes something like this. How do you know a blonde has been using your computer?
I don't know.
Well, because the monitor is covered with black marker and whiteout. So that's funny, right? You know, apologies to the blonde people. You know, I hope we could all take a joke. So it's funny because we all know that drawing on your monitor isn't going to change your programs on the computer. But that's exactly how we live our lives. Most people, you go to a doctor, they give you drugs and surgery, they're just drawing on the monitor. They're not solving the actual problem. They're just covering up the symptoms.
Right.
If you want to be a millionaire, own your own home, retire by 50, whatever. You know, in my experience, skipping your avocado toast in Starbucks to save a few bucks is not going to get you there. That's drawing on the monitor. And so if you want to fix the problem at its source, you got to get to the underlying code. That's what I can do for people. My specialty is to go deep into the subconscious, see what's really going on deep inside, and adjust it, make a fix, so your life runs more smoothly.
So it reminds me a little bit of, for instance, having a problem that comes from some past life, and then through hypnotic regression, you go back to that lifetime, you identify the source of it,
yep,
and it heals it.
Yep, and that's, it is, again, my background is in software. I see it as a simple process of debugging. That if you got a program on your computer, it's not working.
You're talking about having a key to this that is still a mystery to me. So what's the key?
Which part is the mystery?
To uncover the mental or you know, the deeper subconscious program going, to identify it and to change it.
It's not really that difficult. I can teach most people how to do that in a couple hours. It's just a matter of learning to ask the right questions. We use the process of what's called muscle testing or applied kinesiology.
Right.
To ask questions of the subconscious. Okay. And it's really not nearly as complex as people would think.
So there's a menu. There's a list of questions to ask the subconscious. Yep. And then the subconscious tells you where it's coming from.
Yep.
And then how do you change where you know the subconscious is coming?
Well, that's where the energy healing comes in. Using energy healing, we can make shifts in the subconscious. And the trick there is to cultivate a waking theta brain state.
Okay.
That part of the trick here, the theta wave is like a magical key. Because to most of us, we see the subconscious, we know it's there, but it's kind of invisible and nebulous and off limits.
So what this is reminding me of is hypnotic suggestion.
There's a similarity.
Yeah.
That the reason hypnosis can be effective is that it pulls you into that theta brain state.
Exactly. That's why I said that.
Yes. And the theta state is a key that unlocks the subconscious. So by getting someone into the theta state, you get access to their source code. You can go in and change what's running on the inside.
Right. Once you've muscle tested and found the answers to the questions you're asking,
yep,
then you know how to reframe things to the subconscious in a theta state.
Yep. And there's for everyone, no matter what their issue, maybe you have cancer, maybe you're lonely, maybe you're in a bad marriage, maybe you're struggling to make money. There's some bug in the code that created that. And so the process is pretty straightforward. You sit down with someone, ask them the right questions, run some muscle test, and you narrow down where is the problem. What's the root or core
right,
belief?
But you need to have the menu that you've created of questions to know what to ask, because a lot of us wouldn't. And to me, I've always
right.
said
to a person off the street, they wouldn't be able to do it because they don't have the training.
They don't
But
have the questions.
With just a little bit of training, it's not a hard thing
right.
to learn.
You have to know the questions. To me, the yeah. smartest people in the world are the people with the right questions.
Yep. And people that want to do this, you have a couple options. You can go to my website, book me for a private session. In a private session, you don't need to know anything about this. I'll do it all for you. For right. people that want to go a little deeper, I do offer trainings. I will show you exactly how to do this, how to get into a theta wave, how to clear a block, how to do a download, how to do an intuitive reading.
Well, you have a lot of students who believe in you.
Oh,
and
thank
I
you.
know firsthand about that. And so it's obvious that people are excited and feel how true this is. And so maybe you have students who also offer to.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a number of students who have been professional practitioners for a number of years.
Oh, good. Yeah,
and
good.
Every single one of them has seen dozens, if not hundreds, of miracles.
I love this. So we're getting near the end of the show. So where do people find you?
If anyone's curious to learn more, just head over to my website at awakeningdynamics.com. That's awakeningdynamics.com. And I do a series of free live webinars called 5-Minute Healings. I'll encourage everyone to register and come join us. You get to see me working with people 5 minutes at a time to narrow down to their core problem and help them fix it. That's why I say this doesn't have to take a long time. It's pretty straightforward. And I would love everyone to get on my website, check it out, see for yourself if this appeals to you. Because what I'm saying here sounds like a big claim. Oh my God, we can create miracles. We can heal diseases. We can change lives. The answer is yes. But don't believe anything just because I said it. Come have your own experience.
Right. And if I hadn't,
decide for yourself how real this is.
I hadn't received a couple dozen emails from different students of yours asking me to interview you, then it might just be you talking. But now I know there's a lot of people who support this.
Absolutely. At last count, I'm over 1,900 medical miracles with my clients.
I love it.
And I say medical miracles because those are the easiest to quantify and prove. Right? You got a scan, showed you had cancer, then you worked with Brent, then the next scan is gone. Wow. So, but of course, this works with anything in our lives because your whole life is created out of the inside. There's code inside of you, your subconscious, creating every area of your life.
So that we're going to leave it at that for people to understand that there's opportunity. And you're a great opportunity, Brent. So I want to thank you, because you're also an opportunity to be interviewed on Energy Stew. So thank you so
much. Oh, Peter, you know, this is amazing. Thank you for what you do. I think your show is a great gift to the world. It's been amazing to be here.
Thank you so much. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.